You're listening to the Insecurity Podcast, new weekly episodes.
And Marks of the Roundtable.
Every pay-per-view on SoundCloud.com.
Yeah! Welcome to the Insecurity Podcast. I'm your host, D.B. Richards, alongside Fran and JCL, and our special guest,
the Iceman.
We got news, results, and much, much more. Okay, tonight. Oh my gosh, isn't that amazing? You won some craziness in a video game that I don't understand one thing about.
I got one of the fastest cars in the game.
Wow.
That's so amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Hashtag amazing.
We're on.
Oh, we are on.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, nice seeing you.
It's cool.
Hey, guess what? We have Chad here.
Yeah.
What's going on? Say hi, Chad.
Hi, Chad.
What's going on?
How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
So, we were all at HOH.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yes, it was.
Before we talk about that, let's talk about icons.
Oh, icons.
You have the funny story.
Yeah, you lucky bastards.
I unfortunately couldn't make
it. I didn't get
icons,
to go.
What story you want to know?
We got Buddy over here taxi cabbing around freaking Teddy Hart.
I drove to Teddy Hart's house and drove him to icons on Sunday.
Did you bring the cats with you?
No, he had one cat. I think it was Little Money.
He just had one cat?
He only had one cat this time.
That's cool.
Little Money.
So next time we see, so are we going to be able to get an interview with him? Is he down for actually pulling time aside?
Dude,
because I know at the time.
I'm talking to his manager now.
Because I know at the time that we just really didn't prepare for it, because he kept saying, he was like, "Hey, I'm already paid. You can do what you want." So.
Yeah.
How much did you have to pay him?
No, we didn't have to pay him.
Shit.
He was booked by the, what's his name?
But at least we got a free autograph from him to put into the league this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the winner gets a Teddy Hart autograph.
Tell us your idea about the Impact players. Is that actually going to happen?
I'm trying to get Justin to bring them in.
Because getting Lance and Justin together, that'd be awesome.
Dude, I'm talking to Justin to see if he can do it. Bring the Impact players to Icons.
Did he actually think about that before? Or is it like, you're the first person to actually talk about that?
Dude, Justin told me I'm the first person to ask them about that.
That seems like something they would have done a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. I'm like, why not?
Does Lance Storm even do the Icons conventions?
If Justin finds out how much it is, I will put some money into it.
Does Lance Storm even do the Icons conventions? Has he been to one?
Yeah, he's been to a couple.
Well, shit.
But if you're going to pay for something and get him here, I think he'll do it. I know he has a school and everything, but I think he can take a weekend out of his time to just come to Philadelphia and be with the Impact players one more time.
I always thought Lance was a very underrated talent. I thought he was really good, and I think a lot of people didn't notice it because he never really.
He's one of my favorites.
What's Dawn Marie up to?
I don't know. I don't want to bring her in.
Why not? Bring them all in.
I just want to put the Impact part of it. Dawn Marie,
but they were all together.
But Dawn Marie will take my money and get and put it into a wrestling fund and steal it.
What?
You don't remember that story?
I don't remember.
You remember that story?
Vaguely.
Yeah, she like made a wrestling like fun thing. If a wrestler needs it,
yeah,
it will go to them.
Okay.
And she took it and ran.
So it was like she took GoFundMe money.
Yeah. I should do that. GoFundMe to get the Impact players at Icons.
Are you going to give them a plaque? Is it going to be burgundy?
I'm not going to do no goddamn stupid WWE storyline. No, it's going to be gold.
It's going to be gold.
It's going to be gold.
I said that GoFundMe pretty high there, but.
So the HOH show.
No, dude, like the Icons. Icons was fun. I walked around, met Ron Simmons. I met Paul Orndorff. Looks horrible. It looks
I know, right?
He's on his last legs.
Can you believe he's still wrestling, too?
He is?
Yes.
Mongo was looking pretty shitty.
Mongo did look shitty. I didn't know it was Mongo for 5 minutes.
I can't stand
him. Lex Luger looked horrible.
Well, he's looked horrible for a long time.
But he was a nice guy.
Terry Reynolds was, like, next
Terry
to
Reynolds.
Us.
Terry Reynolds. She was right next to us.
Oh, she really?
Yeah. Like, every single time she...
Teddy Hart was hitting on her.
Yeah, but she didn't know who he was.
She was at HOH, wasn't she?
Yeah, but it was funny them talking to each other though, because she didn't know who he was. He was like, "Hey, I'm a Hart," and she was like, "Oh, nice to meet you." So, the Forgotten Hart, Teddy Hart.
Yeah, it feels like he is the Forgotten Hart.
To everybody except for CM Punk.
Because if you look at the Harts, you got Davey Boy Smith Jr. doing Japan stuff. You got Natty doing WWE stuff.
Wait, Davey Boy's... Oh, well, yeah, British Bulldog's son.
Yeah, he's in Japan.
He goes by his dad's name, but as Jr.
Oh. Yeah, they just lost the tag titles, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, anybody that follows the Harts would know about who Teddy Hart is, because he was the youngest person to be signed by WWE at the time until he got released for being a shithead. So,
dude, that's his fault. You know what I mean? But
he was really open about a lot of stuff, though, as far as like.
Dude, somebody asked about the CM Punk thing, and like, boom, guess what he got? The dude gets a t-shirt. It's like, oh, dude, here, here's a t-shirt. I'm like, what the? And you go, don't ask him that question.
Because he's been asked that question so many times.
He was so happy to talk about it.
It was the alcohol, because he was downing them beers. Like, he really was.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, he gets up and starts walking away. It's like, oh, where's he going?
Because everybody left at that point. Everybody was there to see Sting and Flair, and then once they left, what was it, 75-8% of the people that were there just bailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. By the way, how did Flair look? He looked Flair? Okay?
He looked all right.
I don't know. I left the line. Because I was like, screw this, I'm not going to
From the distance, he looked all right.
Yeah, he looked all right. But this is my story. So I'm like walking out of the bathroom and I see somebody. I'm like, hey, didn't you go to Chai? And then like I'm trying to think of her name. And it came to my head who it was. And I'm like, oh, Linda, how you doing? And like start talking to her in line waiting to buy his ticket to go get his autograph. But I was waiting. I'm like, God damn, I need to get back to that table. So at some point I asked her, can you get me the autograph for me? You know what I mean? And she got the autograph for me. I didn't meet him. I just got her to go get it for me.
Was one of the, on another subject, was one of the HOH shows, not the Philly show, but the one of the days before then, didn't Dreamer, like, dedicate one to Mo? He did a dedication for something with her.
I bet he did.
Yeah, because he was talking about that. I think he said it
on his Twitter.
Yeah, he said it on Twitter.
I think it was like it might have been Meanie or who the hell else, like somebody else was talking. It might have been Shane or whatever, where he was like, yeah, she used to drive everybody around. She was awesome. Like,
yeah, you know, so. I did talk to Shane when I saw him.
Yeah,
I was like, thank you for the nice words you said about Mo.
Yeah,
that's George's mom.
Yeah, they were pretty open about her. So
yeah, dude, she like literally did everything for every single one of them. And Terry Funk was her. She called him dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, he called her daughter. I never thought this was his. When I heard this, I was like, yeah, okay, this is bullshit. Because I drove all the way. I took them all the way up to Philly somewhere. Not the ECW Arena. The Armory. To the one of the shows. And, like, I didn't think this was true. You know what I mean? I was supposed to pick up Too Cold, too. But Too Cold found a ride by, your boy on Crowbar. So he didn't need
Devin Storm.
Yeah, you hate him.
Yes, I do.
So
Devin Storm, I think I remember him.
Crowbar.
If you've seen one Crowbar match live, you'd be like, oh my god.
Devin Storm, right? Didn't he debut in ECW? He had lime green outfit with like freaking tassels hanging off of it and shit.
Yeah, something
like that. Like some kind of fake me out rockers outfit.
I just remember that.
I think I remember.
Because I was like, oh, Devin Storm, this should be a decent match. And every single match I saw with him in person was horrible. Like, the very first time I saw Cena live was, like, when he was still a prototype or whatever.
Okay.
And it was against Devin Storm. And I thought that Cena just sucked. But I was like, but then later on I said, no, it was really Devin Storm.
It could have been Devin Storm. So we drove all the way up there and, like...
He's better than MVP.
What?
He's better than MVP.
Oh, he is better than MVP.
So. I just have to get that out of the way.
Okay, that's good. At least you know somebody's better than Crowbar. So we drove all the way up there, and out from nowhere, like, meet Terry, and he's like, at one point, she's like, I can't leave, I have to say goodbye to my dad. I'm like, okay. So And, like, I'm, like, standing around. Here he comes. He's like, where's my daughter? And I'm like, oh, okay. But, yeah, Mo's going to be missed. Rest in peace, Mo.
How was the HOH show? Like, HOH? What was, it was one match. It was Aries against
Riddle.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Dude, I loved the whole story ending. It's like, oh, five more match. And then you see him go, five more match. And then he kicks him in the balls. I love it. Yeah. Was it kick?
Or over
was
the
it...
past 6 months, I have become such a mark for Matt Riddle.
Dude, he's awesome.
Like, I just love to watch him work.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then,
it's the first time I actually saw him, so.
Yeah, you didn't see him at the last show.
I remember him at the last show.
He's probably one of the most approachable wrestlers that I've ever met.
Yeah, he's easy to get to talk to. Yeah.
That's the only version of Devin Storm I've ever seen. That was when he was in WCW.
Dangerous Devin Storm.
Yes. Put in Crowbar.
But he was Crowbar in WCW also.
Yeah, that's why.
There's pictures of him here. It's Crowbar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is the only version of him that I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
It's the one in the green.
Wow.
And that was in ECW because he was... He tagged up with somebody. He was a heel tag team. I can't remember who it was, but that was the only version of him I ever saw.
What was the main event?
It was Brian Cage versus Sami Callihan.
Yeah.
It was
he didn't spit her all over the place again. Didn't
yeah,
he?
Of course.
No,
he
there was some spit.
Not this time. Not like he normally does.
He held back on his spit a little. So
because that was just really like awful.
Oh, that's just.
He was out there. He goes, yeah, I'm out wrestling tonight. I'm like, oh, okay. I wasn't thinking he was wrestling. Yeah.
Well, that's just part of his thing. That's why the crowd's always chanting, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
So.
No, when I saw him, like, we talked a lot.
Yeah,
because I mean?
When we got there, I saw him out there in the lobby at a table.
Yeah.
And then he vanished.
Yeah.
And then we didn't see him for, like, the whole rest of the night. And then I'm like.
Oh, I saw him. And I was like, hey, what's up, Sammy? He's like, oh, I'm not wrestling till I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I wouldn't care if he was or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a Sammy Callihan, Mark. I love Sammy.
I like Sammy too.
Was one guy there?
I have
Luke Hobbs or was he there?
Who?
The one like
Jeff Cobb.
Heavy set Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb.
No, Cobb was there.
Cobb
was at the last one.
I became a Mark for
no,
the
he
last
two. No, he was 2 months back.
Huh?
He was 2 months back.
2 months back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I like Jeff Cobb.
He's doing New Japan stuff now, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Well deserved because that guy is amazing.
And then once Lucha Underground starts, he'll go back to Joe Matanza. Once they start shooting season 4.
Dude, I like Cross.
My jaw hit the ground when somebody told me who Matt Cross was.
Oh.
They was like, you ever seen Matt Cross before? And I said, not really. And they were like, you watch Lucha Underground? Yeah, you've seen him. Who is it? Son of Havoc. I was like, no. I love that guy.
Now, you know what's so great? Like, he was on Tough Enough. He got kicked off.
Mm.
Stone Cold's like, you
didn't watch that show.
Oh, he's from the original Tough Enough.
No, he was on the, not the original,
well,
he was the Stone Cold one.
Okay.
But Stone Cold's like, you're fired. Get out of here.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Was he like the super arrogant looking guy?
Yeah, that, like, he's like, I don't care if you know how to take a bump or not. You need to listen to me. And they kicked him off.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
That was a little messed up. Because he was the best guy out of the group, so.
He was. But what's your name one from Funkadactyl, right? It's like, my favorite wrestler, favorite match is Foxy versus Matilda. I don't know. I just made shit up. I don't know. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I just try to forget about it, so.
What was your least favorite match of the HOH show?
Least favorite? It's always the beginning. It's always the beginning. It doesn't push me. Like, I enjoy the shows, but, like, mostly it's always the beginning. Like, nobody tries.
Is that why you were in the lobby when the first match started?
Yeah. I don't feel for the first
match. Was it the one with that that one stable? You know which one I'm talking about? With, like, the two girls that always pop up with them?
No, you're talking about the now.
Yeah.
It wasn't
there.
Them. They weren't there this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is a surprise, because they usually are.
What happened to the the one guy, Dan Barry. Is he still with them?
No, I haven't seen him either. Because
he was like one of my favorites when we first started going.
Yeah, dude, he was one of my favorites too. He was. He trained some McFoley's tour.
Who's the one heel? Really? The like indie Seth Rollins. Like what's his name?
Alex Reynolds.
Yeah, him.
Dude, I like him. He's gonna be great.
Well, he was in a tag match in that show, wasn't
he? No, he was. He was in the match that he took on somebody, and then his partner took on the other person in the next match.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
What would? I'm trying to remember what dude they faced. But I like Alex Reynolds. Dude's awesome. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just amazed they didn't have that the Samoan.
Oh, that guy.
Lance.
Lance
and Noah.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was.
He was already the last one, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he wasn't at this one. I was like, good, I got his autograph. I know he can make it into the big times. He's good.
Yeah.
He can be ECW3.
Well, he's been around for years, actually. Didn't even realize that until, like, looked up information. I was like, shit, he's been wrestling for years. So.
But nobody's noticing him. You know?
Because, there's so many Samoans now, like.
Yeah.
They're all on an assembly line.
They're all on WWE. Oh, we lost one. Let's bring the next one in.
Yeah. Hey, Nia. It's like, hey, Nia, who's your cousin? It's like, same cousin as, The Rock and.
Yeah.
Literally anybody with, Samoan tattoos.
Do you remember in the beginning of the year, I was like, Nia Jack needs to stop smiling?
Yeah.
Dude, she's doing so much better now.
My only issue with Nia Jax, they need to change her ring gear. That shit is not flattering at all.
Well, she's like a,
they need to give her something different.
Like what, like Karma's outfit?
A lot's really going to be flattering on her. Like,
I think Nia's pretty.
Yeah, she is.
As far as like any like wrestling gear, it's not like you're going to pull a,
like a Sasha Banks type outfit.
No, it's not like you can take somebody or, like, oh, hey, Kevin Owens, just put a shirt on. Like, who the fuck cares? It's Owens.
Yeah.
With her, they still got to try to make something that looks stylish, because, I guess.
Like, in the world today, everybody wants a skinny girl. Everybody looks at skinny people. But you always have to look at the beautiful girls that are a little bit over, you know what I mean? Because...
But that was the problem with WWE, was that they were taking people that weren't fat and saying that they were fat.
Yeah. Like, Natty wasn't fat. I think she's good. It's like, hello, Natty. When are you going to break up with Tyson?
We don't have any storylines for you. Let's give you a flatulence storyline.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Mickey James.
Yeah, that James was so stupid.
That so what do you think they're going to do with Nia Jax now that Enzo's gone?
Well... That really did just, kill any, momentum she had.
That storyline actually had me kind of,
I was feeling it.
I was like, this is pretty cool. Especially when they're, every time they would try to get together, it would be, some incident would happen, and they would just get blocked, and I just thought it was kind of funny. And it was kind of, dragging it out, and I was like, so where are they going with this? And all of a sudden, Enzo's out of the company, and I'm like, well, shit, there goes that.
But if they really just wanted to play it up, they could say, or Alexa or whatever, can be like, see, I told you so.
I told you it was a child molester.
Yeah.
Check a question. Yeah, Drake Maverick. What the fuck is that?
That's a rock star.
Come up, I know. No, that's not, I have
the
no
name,
problem.
The
it's
name.
The name. You, it's the really? Name. That you couldn't come up with nothing better than Drake Maverick.
I mean, I don't mind the name.
It sounds. Oh my god.
It's because you just heard it now. It's almost like the first time that somebody says, "Who's this guy named Dolph Ziggler?"
Yeah.
That's true. We did say, what the heck is Dolph Ziggler at the beginning?
One of my best friends, he told me before, he said this years ago, back when everybody was still thinking that Dolph is going to main event. He's like, it's not going to happen. You want to know why? Because his name is Dolph Ziggler, and his finisher is the Zigzag.
And he was wrong.
Well.
He did main event.
I'm not really understanding this.
Never main evented. A WrestleMania?
No. Oh, not a WrestleMania, but he main evented.
Understanding the whole Dolph Ziggler situation.
I don't understand why they brought him back randomly at 30.
He abandoned the U.S. title, doesn't show up on TV for a while,
and then
shows up at the Rumble, doesn't win.
Well, it wasn't
wait a minute. And then Monday, at the live show, he's wrestling Sin Cara.
Well, he's been doing live shows since he left TV. I just don't understand him coming back to the Royal Rumble to be there for like about a minute and then like kicked out.
Did you see?
You want to know why? When it comes down to it, he doesn't give a fuck. Getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody's like, oh, he needs a push. It's like, if he were to take time off, go to Japan, go anywhere for even just a year or two, that would help him so much.
If he ever went to New Japan, that would help
him. He said on the Edge and Christian podcast, he said, I don't want to go anywhere else. He said, I just want to take some time off, let some time go by, let him forget about the losses, and then come back.
That's actually pretty smart.
That's what he wants. Because, you know, as soon as he said that he might not sign a new contract, people are like, oh, he's going to go here, he's going to go there. He's like, no, I don't want to go anywhere. He said, I don't even want to wrestle. I just want time off.
Well, when you talk about Drake Maverick, does he look like the character from Wizard of Oz? I am the wizard.
The best thing that Dolph does is take an RKO.
No, that's Rusev.
Dolph's probably one of the best sellers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He can make anybody's move look good.
But that's the issue though, is the fact that he's too good at it. So it's like, we need somebody that can sell this move like death. Hey Dolph, what are you doing?
And that's why they keep him in that gatekeeper role with, you know, they get somebody new on the main roster and their first feud is Dolph Ziggler.
It was kinda like whenever
Dolph Ziggler could put them over.
Yeah.
You know who else had that? Every single time that people were like, man, fuck John Cena. I mean, people always say that, but like when it was really going at it was hey, Big Show, we need you to take an attitude adjustment. Like every single time that he needed that, so it's like, see, the crowd likes that. It's like, it's just whatever.
I will say lately Cena hasn't been bothering me that much.
But that's the thing, is that it's like, hi, I'm here. Like,
yeah, it really has been just, hey, I'm here. Like, what? Just
give me especially on Survivor Series.
Oh, don't even get me started on Survivor
Series. You're like, he literally had no reason to be there. Like,
it's just going to be the same thing. Like, lately, they only use Cena just for, like, the increase in ticket sales. That's mainly the main reason he's there.
It really pissed me off that they didn't do more with the whole, I'm John Cena recognized.
Yeah, that would have been a great gimmick for him for a little bit. Just, oh, why am I doing this?
Because I'm John Cena. That did not run his course.
That was the closest I came to a Cena fan in a long while.
I haven't been a fan of John Cena since the last time I liked John Cena was Doctor of Thuganomics. That was so great. I loved him so much as that rapping bad guy. It was so great, and then I got 12 years of this crap and this guy I've done.
He will always be a good guy. He shouldn't go heel ever again because that's where the money is. Him being a face.
Yeah, but he can make so much money as a bad guy.
He could, but...
Because, I mean, not even kids really mess with Cena like that anymore. It's mostly Roman and stuff now.
But I'm telling you, kids do care about Cena. It's like Hulk Hogan.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, but the best way that Cena could have been heel, though, is that if he turned heel and acted exactly the same.
Yeah.
He could.
Because then people would be like, what the hell? We thought that you were going to, you know, we were going to have a reason to cheer... No, people would cheer him just out of spite. They'd be like, hey, because he'd just be doing the same thing except be against faces.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, just have Cena a little more cocky, a little more arrogant.
Like when he was going against AJ.
Yeah, and then boom. Perfect in-tweener slash heel. It could have worked.
Always.
I mean, plus he's at this point in career where he could do something like that and not really affect him. I mean, he's got enough money as it is. So what if he was a couple of t-shirts?
No, he doesn't have enough money. That's why he had to sell his one Ford.
Oh, yeah.
To pay his bills. What the hell is up with that? It's like, yeah, Cena's got to sell stuff. Like, really?
I didn't even know you could get in trouble for selling it so quickly.
Well, the thing was that, like, didn't they kind of say that he understood that he couldn't do that, but he was like, I need to. So, how's the pay-per-views? Takeover, Rumble. Takeover was amazing. Rumble was good.
Yeah.
Rumble was a lot better than I expected.
They had a lot on their plate because they know they had to make up for the last time it was at Philly.
The only problem with the Rumble, though, as far as the women's match goes, was the amount of time that they all spent on the outside.
Yeah, that got on my nerves.
They should have hugged it out.
Because they were like, because Sasha the entire time was like, oh, I'm the Iron Woman. It's like, but you spent like...
Most of the time...
You were in the ring for like 15 minutes and outside of the ring for like 30. So
like, I hated that that's a concept now with the Royal Rumble, like where if you don't go over the rope, you just stay outside as long as you want. I hate that that's like suddenly a thing.
They should
have before it wasn't really. It was just
like, it was.
I mean, but it was
Jerry Lawler went under the ring. How many times?
Well, they need to incorporate something like, okay, if you go outside of the ring, then you have to the count of like five. Or some shit like that. But they're not going to do that so that they could have spots like the Kofi spots.
Yeah. It's always about spots. And my name I like to call her is Naomi because I don't like her. But I respect her. But Naomi, she had a Kofi spot 5 times the whole match. Like the whole match was like Kofi spot.
Whole Kofi spot was basically all of his spots just in one.
In one, yeah.
Like, all the spots he's done over the years just combined into one.
It's like, look!
It's, except getting tossed.
Plus Johnny Morrison's one.
Yeah.
Johnny Mundo. Why didn't Zach Gowen ever be in the Rumble? He couldn't lose.
Dude, that is true.
Yeah.
And you know who hasn't got thrown over? Axel.
Oh, he got thrown over next year.
Oh, did he?
So he was in for like a whole year. Curtis Mania.
The thing about the men's Rumble was like he was talking about they had to not have it be like it was last time they were in Philly. Well, they had been rumors of Shinsuke was gonna win, but then I was I didn't believe that because I just been watching it too long. So when it got down to Shinsuke and Roman, I'm like, please tell me you're not gonna do this again, please no. And then when Roman went over, I was like. Yeah. Thank you for not doing that again.
I was rooting for Roman.
But it wasn't
even Roman's fault. The last time, when Roman the Royal Rumble in 2015, that's because Daniel Bryan was the fan favorite in that Rumble.
Yeah.
So when he got eliminated, I think that's really what caused the fans to really turn on Roman, was him eliminating Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, because
they didn't like that.
For Daniel Bryan to like be like, this is when like they didn't know if he was going to be retiring or not, and then for him to be like, yeah, I'm going to be in this Rumble, and then to just come up short. Yeah, just tune everybody out almost immediately because it was just like, all right, this is him getting back to the spot where he deserves to be, and then no, cut short, we're going with this guy.
I think that's what really jacked up his push.
And it screwed him, like not even The Rock could like help him out after that.
See right there, when everybody knew Nakamura was gonna win, they should have changed it, dude. And then you have Asuka winning too. It doesn't. It's like
Asuka makes sense because
Asuka didn't need to win the Rumble. She's already the most dominant woman on the roster. She didn't need to win the Rumble.
She should have got thrown out by accidental or something, and the like by Nia Jax. You go, oh my gosh! I mean, what the heck happened?
Oh, but poor Asuka had the spotlight taken away from her.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
By who?
Oh, we can't have because Ronda came out at the end. That's what everybody else was saying. It's like Asuka's booked as the biggest star in the company.
And what are they more mad about? Her coming out after the Rumble or her coming out in Piper's jacket with his shirt?
No, they didn't care. People were
legitimately upset about that. And I'm like, why? Like,
why?
Piper's son gave her the jacket.
She's like his goddaughter. Like,
exactly. Like, what?
Dude, Piper.
That's where she gets rowdy, Roddy. That's where she gets rowdy, Roddy.
Because wrestling fans are salty. That's why.
Listen. Art pays the Wrestling Outsiders. Some of the fans we deal with is so annoying. Like, we'll post something non-WWE related, and they'll try to shit on it. And it's just like, really? Like, there's other companies. Like, I like indies. I like WWE. I like Japan. I like Ring of Honor. Oh, I watch everything.
Yeah. It's like, I'm behind on the Ring of Honor. I'm behind with Japan.
I watch Wrestle Circus.
I've been keeping up with Japan.
I subscribe to their monthly Twitch channel. I love Wrestle Circus.
Let's talk about the TakeOver main event.
Oh, one of the best main events I've seen in a while. That is easily going to be a match of the year candidate.
Yeah,
that had me on the edge of my rope.
I'm on the Almas train. Almas versus Gargano.
It was crazy, though.
I haven't watched it yet. I heard great things about it.
You have to.
I'm on the Almas train now.
No, it was crazy, though, because, like...
Oh, I always liked
I just thought he was just holding a title, but after that match, I'm convinced he deserves it.
Black versus Cole was...
Black versus Cole was great, too.
It was awesome, and it was like, oh, it's match of the night, and then all of a sudden, like, main event happens, like, oh my god, this... They blew that out of the water.
Yeah. Underrated match, though, Dream versus Ono. I'm really heavy on Dream. He's really starting to grow on me.
Dude, like, man, he was good on Tough Enough.
He turned a gimmick into like a gold mine.
He was awesome on Tough Enough, and then they got rid of him.
The gimmick is amazing. He's a little sloppy, but he hasn't been around for that long.
Yeah.
Dude, like the people that didn't win are there, like in WWE, and like you got CC that went to finals. He's in like independent. Mm-hmm. And then you got the other guy, Josh, that couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And then the other one got pregnant.
You know the best part about it, though, was that the people that showed up at the Rumble were still selling their injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Cole had his bandages on his stomach. Yeah. Ember Moon had her arm taped up.
Yeah, I liked Ember Moon.
That was awesome.
And Almas in the Rumble. Wow.
I didn't think so.
He was in there for a good 30, 35 minutes. He was in there for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Because WWE wants to check out and see how these people can do it up there.
But I think him and Selena are going to be awesome on the main roster together. They have to keep them together. They can't do like Rusev and Lana and split them up. They got to keep them together.
Yeah, because
she's not going to hook up with Dolph, is she?
I hope not.
Zelina. It's a joke.
Here's a question, and the obvious there's an obvious answer to this, but you know who got the Rumble push for the women's side was Michelle McCool.
Yeah, I didn't expect her to be.
It was like
she did like five eliminations.
It's because she's Taker's girl,
She could easily come back for a main run. After that performance.
But it's not going to happen. They just did it just because it's like, well, you know.
I'll be honest, I did not expect Trish to come out at 30. I honestly thought that was going to be like Ronda.
Yeah.
And then her,
I think everybody expected Ronda to show up during the Rumble, and she didn't. So I was actually glad she didn't.
Well, because everybody was
I felt that would have took the spotlight away from the women.
Because everybody would have been like, oh, that's just going to shit on them. And then she comes out afterwards like, oh, she shit on them. It's like, honestly... She couldn't debut on Raw if she was going to be on SmackDown. So. Yeah,
because we already know they're setting it up for her to feud with Charlotte.
Yeah. So there's two things that's going to happen with her. She's either going to do very well and everything works out great, or she's going to do horrible and everybody could joke about it. Well, so it's a winning situation either way.
It's not like she hasn't been like training and going to the Performance Center this whole time. So
they
wouldn't send her out there unless they were absolutely sure she was ready.
I mean,
at least ready enough.
I mean, yeah, so it's just...
So did anybody else cringe for a split second when Lita almost botched that moonsault?
She almost botched it?
Did you watch how close? She just barely got all the way back around.
Like, I thought that was usually how she does all her moonsaults.
I got scared there for a second.
It wasn't nearly as bad as when Sasha's dived to the outside on Raw.
Yeah.
That was just...
Where who was it that Mick Foley was, or somebody was like, yeah, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Well, Lita gave the benefit of the doubt because she has been wrestling a little bit lately. Like, she's been wrestling for other stuff. Like, I think her last match was, like, November, I think. So, yeah.
Raw and SmackDown, anything?
Nothing really.
I didn't catch SmackDown.
It was really just... You know, set up for Elimination Chamber, fallout for Royal Rumble. Nothing major happened. I mean,
what about
for some reason Titus O'Neil and Apollo Crews got a title shot, but I thought that was weird.
What about Cena versus...
Cena versus Balor was pretty good, though.
And Banks versus Asuka.
For the most part, it was good, other than that botch for the ropes. That was about it.
Asuka needs more matches like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, if they really want to...
That's why I understand, like, when they take someone who's been, like, a dominant powerhouse like that, and then they give her, like, random people that you've never heard of and, like, and squashes and stuff.
No, it wasn't even, like, what was her first match? It was the whole,
It was against that, like, local competitor.
No, when she debuted, it was against Emma.
Oh, yeah.
But then it was a 50-50. It was like, you're having your most dominant star in the company go 50-50 with Emma. So only, it only seems like now are they finally starting to push her like she was in NXT.
Mm-hmm. Because more people are starting to get it behind her a little bit. Plus, they got to find some way to market that undefeated streak.
Yeah, where they're being very careful with it and going, no, any match that she's in, doesn't matter if it's a multi-person match, they're winning.
Yeah.
She's in the Rumble, she's winning. Like, they haven't had her lose anything.
Yeah, they just basically had her just relinquish the title and go to the main roster, like, without technically even losing it.
Yeah.
That injury was bullshit.
Because they didn't want to destroy the streak.
Yeah, that injury was bullshit. Because, like, no, I was talking about it before. It was, like, they set that up so that was their excuse to get off of her without, like, you know, having her have to forfeit or whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
Without her having to do
so they could have done what they did with Paige, you know. Have her, like, come on the main roster, well, win the women's title, and then have her drop the belt.
Well, they're trying to protect this whole thing a lot more than they did with Paige, so.
Fair point.
So, switching gears for a second, how do you guys feel about New Japan deciding to take Jay White and put him over Omega for the U.S. title?
Oh, yeah,
To put you over Kenny, that means Japan has a lot of faith in him.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
as Kenny a star.
Kenny was bound to lose the title.
Because Kenny's their guy.
Yeah, Kenny was bound to lose that title eventually, but, yeah, I didn't expect him to lose it, and I also didn't expect him to get kicked out of the Bullet Club. That was another thing.
Yeah, do you watch Being the Elite?
So are the Elite
I'm still, like, trying to hear narrow New Japan's, but I keep watching whatever I can. All I know is he's back with Kota, and basically it's like civil war between the two sides of...
if you watch Being the Elite, you get the in-between stuff.
So you're saying they're doing, like, the NWA Red versus the NWA?
Basically, with Cody on one side and probably Kenny on the other side.
Cody basically wants to assume leadership of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
But I think Omega and Ibushi are trying to get the Young Bucks to side with them. Because, of course, you know, Kenny and the Young Bucks have been friends for far longer than Cody has.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it's...
The only person I like is Marty.
My favorite Bullet Club member is Fale. Club OG.
Oh, I like Marty.
The Underboss.
All my favorite ones have already left,
I think Marty will end up in WWE before any of those guys.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think he'll be the first one from that.
He'll probably be the first one that willingly chooses to go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Here's a random news thing, whatever. Wendy's Twitter account jokes about Ronda's Rumble appearance. Let's see what they said.
Wendy's Twitter account.
He's like the best. Yeah, it's so great.
Oh. The Twitter account for Wendy's continuous high quality posting, making a joke at the Rumble and Rousey's expense. The Twitter account for the restaurant chain has weighed in on wrestling before. They were the one that were joking about Aries, saying that he wasn't on the Neville level.
He has more titles than him now.
Well, he's actually still wrestling, so.
Where is Neville? Like, there's not, like,
he's no still just.
I heard something about, like, his contract's frozen.
Yeah.
Right now.
Because he hasn't left. Like, they're just not doing anything with him.
They're going to bring him back. They're going to make him strong.
We heard we could just show up later and point at the Mania sign. Okay, so that's what they said. You can do better than that.
That's still funny.
Yeah, it is. It was like she couldn't tell if she wanted to be serious or, like, happy.
Because, like, you know how passionate it is. So she was like...
Yeah, because on the inside she was like...
Did you see her post-interview where she was
marking out.
Yeah, like... So, I mean,
I always mark out, too, when I see a Mania sign.
I just don't like that there's no pyro for it no more. It doesn't have the same effect.
They need to have pyro at Mania. Just do it for one show. Yeah. You know? I mean, blow all the money on XFL, even
like,
if it is.
It's so weird that they got rid of the pyro for stuff that should have pyro. Like, Kane doesn't have his pyro when he comes out no more. That's weird. Lesnar doesn't have his pyro.
They're saving all the money for Balor's pyro.
smoke.
No.
Me and Frank had this joke not too long ago about how it would be hilarious if every time Finn Balor came out and popped his collar, pyro went off.
No, because it was the whole thing was Which entrances that don't have pyro, or could, I mean, they, none of them have pyro right now, but the ones that, like, what would benefit? And Balor doing this with pyro going off? Fucking awesome. Who else either comes to
or,
mind?
Either that or Nakamura with, like, Alberto Del Rio's pyro, where it just rains down from the sky.
Yeah.
Or you have a... You have Ty Dillinger where it's just like pyro goes off like 10 times. Everybody goes like this, pyro goes off.
It's okay. They're, this is where they're saving their money for XFL.
Ugh. Don't even get me started.
He's like, it's gonna work this time, damn it. He's
I
like,
think it will work.
For his sake, it better work.
You know why he's, you know why it's gonna work?
Because he's got people that know what they're doing? Ooh.
No. He's not gonna be one near it.
He's not?
Yeah. He's, no. Because... He has the company that he started, Alpha Entertainment, that's going to be doing the XFL. They're all people who have experience with professional sports. He's not, McMahon's not, he's just funding it. He's not touching it.
Good.
So is he going to be like, he's got to have one rule, though, that I'm sure everybody would be like, oh, we totally got to watch this. It's, what was it again?
He's probably going to run it in the off season if he's smart. If he's smart, he'd run it in the spring when there's really nothing going on except like spring training. Which nobody, most people don't really
care
about.
No, it's going to be right, it's going to start right after Super Bowl.
That's great, yeah, like right, like say the off-season. Yeah. Off-season, pretty much.
It's going to start from February to whatever, and people are going to start watching it.
And it's going to be like, protests are not allowed.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody that plays, they have to stand up and support the flag or they're not in the league.
Oh, and none of them can have anything on their record.
Yes.
Which basically means...
Like, dude, you read the
but how many thing. But how many people, like... Well, it's like, okay, so you don't use those guidelines in
Tim Tebow's like, yes, I'm coming back to football!
I think he's pretty happy playing baseball right now.
Yeah.
He's actually better at baseball than he was at football.
Yeah, I was joking. No, he was...
Am I the only one that don't think he was that bad?
He wasn't bad as a football player.
I'm not saying he was terrible, but
no,
he's
dude, like,
he just couldn't throw a spiral.
He took the Broncos to the playoffs.
I'm not saying he's bad at football. I'm saying he's better at baseball.
He was a different type of player, and I liked him.
Oh, here...
I did, too.
Okay. Shane Helms on Corey Helms' shots at him during the Royal Rumble.
Corey Helms?
I mean Corey Graves?
Corey Helms. Yeah, Corey exactly. Helms. Corey. Shane Helms on Corey Helms. Corey Graves. Jesus.
Oh, what did he say?
Hurricane Shane Helms, right?
No, it's the other one from
Shane Helms posted to Twitter commenting on Corey Graves's Corey Graves's shots at his physique.
I'll be honest, that was my pick for the 205 GM. Oh. Hurricane?
No, mine was Drake Maverick.
No, it wasn't.
Helms posted to Twitter commenting on Graves' shots at his physique during the Rumble. You can see Helms' post below in which he responded to a fan pointing out that Graves clowning Helms. Oh, I know Graves is great at what he does, nothing but respect, but the crowd told me everything I needed to hear.
Oh, classy and just simple.
Dude, he's trying to come back.
Yeah, because if we really want to know what Helms thinks, because Helms...
Helms
if gone. He has, but yeah. Here's the thing: if Helms has something to say to somebody, he usually just says it because
he does not give a shit.
Yeah, but now that he's got a job, he wants to play nice. So,
I think he wins. I think he wins Burn of the Year for his comment on Mia Khalifa. Helms gets Burn of the Year for that one.
Did you see that? Did you see the video of her actually doing wrestling trainer and her getting like super humbled about
crying.
It? Because they did like knife edge chops on her and it like fucked up her chest. And then I think they did like a was it like a backbreaker or something?
They did the back bump.
And then
she had to fly back
and go to a fucking chiropractor.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
And so she was like immediately humbled and was
her
just
whole
like,
perspective is different now.
That's funny.
I don't know why when you said
yeah.
I don't know why when you said humble. I'm like I just picture Iron Sheik making her humble. I'm gonna break your back and make you humble.
Dude, when somebody says something about wrestling, it's not real and think it's like a joke. Teach them a lesson.
Huh. But she was just trying to find something else to do because she's not in porn anymore.
She's actually a commentator on this sports show, for what's it called? Complex.
Oh, is that the one about
and Ronda Rousey?
And then that's when she
made the comment about that's where she said that's where her career will go to die.
Yeah,
she has no respect for WWE.
That's where that all stemmed from.
And that's when Shane Helms said said something about Mia Khalifa something something, her and our bodies take a pounding, and so does hers.
Yeah.
Such a great burn.
That is good.
I screenshotted it, shared it on the page.
That's good.
Natalia says Ronda Rousey will be excellent fit in WWE Talk Surreal Rumble experience.
At least she has something positive to say.
On her Sasha experience,
like, I have nothing to say about it, so I'm not going to say anything at all.
Sasha doesn't have anything good to say about anybody.
Yeah,
Sasha hates everybody.
She's a
fucking, Sasha hates everybody.
She's a fucking twat. Sasha's
best friend. She's one of
her fans. Like,
I don't know how was she in Philly.
I don't know. I think George went, right?
George goes to everything.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't fight anybody.
Oh, what about that one? The picture that he sent about the SmackDown crowd.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, oh, it's photoshopped.
It's photoshopped.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
From the last time when that was around the time when all the crowd, like, yeah, you know, everybody was posting pictures with the crowds.
Yeah.
And we had somebody say, oh that was marked up. It's like, no, it's not. It's just low attendance. It happens.
Yeah. Dude, WWE doesn't make.
Well, SmackDown was on the ass end of like all the shows. Everybody's broke.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just how it worked out.
And
so,
I don't go to Raws or SmackDowns anymore.
So
you don't?
No.
Natalia's
too many commercials. I get bored.
Natalia's comments on Ronda joining, though, she was like, "It's all very new situation for everyone. There's definitely going to be an adjustment phase. Always embrace new talent with open arms. We take it one day." And it's too much. I don't feel like. Basically, she has good things to say compared to everybody else.
That's good.
Who was saying it?
Natalia.
Natty always has good things to say.
Well, wasn't she one of? Well, wasn't she one of the people that trained her at the Performance Center?
I think.
Like her, along with Charlotte and a couple others.
Yeah.
At least she didn't teach her how to fart.
Yes, we're going to teach you the art of flatulence.
Natty's a good person to have in your roster, and if they were smart, when she does retire, she'll be somebody down training.
Sasha Banks says politics and travel among the hardest parts of WWE. What about meeting up with the fans? Isn't that difficult for her?
Wait, what about politics? I want to know what she talks about politics. It's like, how
the hardest
that
parts of being in WWE. This is a bait or a clickbait.
Maybe keeping her wig on is probably a problem too.
I feel it is when I'm in that squared circle. The hardest reality is knowing it's a lot of politics, a lot of grueling traveling, which I didn't realize how hard that would be. Oh, boo freaking who.
Yeah, and I marry a guy that does clothes.
Hey, don't diss Mikazi. He's awesome.
On how she relaxes after long matches. Lots
you know
of wine.
His name?
He's a regular on Up, Up, Down, Down.
I know he is.
On how she relaxes after long matches. Lots of wine. I love drinking wine after a match. Well, what about when she was whiffing on those kicks with Bailey or was it Lita?
Lita.
Yeah.
The can-can dance.
Oh, my God.
She did not touch him once.
Well,
that was
good for Lita for not selling it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cringy. That's really cringy to watch.
Yeah, it happens. She learned how to kick from Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn does great kicks.
The corner. I'm not talking about the Huluva kick. I'm talking about the corner kicks. He's done those whiff kicks before.
Oh.
I can't point out the exact show, but I remember.
People were like pitching about the whole perfect score thing.
You just mad because you didn't got my skills?
No, they got upset because the ones that have perfect scores, they're not a winner.
I'm a winner.
Oh yeah, what about Jeremy Borash signing WWE?
He's a commentator, right?
Why does everybody think he is Tony Schiavone? Not Tony Schiavone, I mean the other guy.
Mike Tenay. He's not Mike Tenay.
No, I know, but every time I read something, they talk about him in WCW. Was Borash ever in WCW?
Not that I'm aware of. He's been with TNA for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
He's an announcer, right?
Yeah.
But
he was still like one of the good parts of TNA, so.
But that's a good question. That's a good look up. Ooh.
WrestleMania 35 reportedly returning to MetLife Stadium. Okay. Oh, what the hell? Okay, on the same report, it says Carmella says she's the most dangerous woman on SmackDown. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
That's a troll.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I really wish they would have had it in Philly. I still might go.
Yeah, they're saying...
I mean, that's pretty close. I definitely would make the trip.
It's like an hour and 56 minutes. If that's I can find other people to go with, I can
be back at,
go and split a hotel with somebody.
What's up?
Stadium.
To go to WrestleMania.
In New Jersey, year. Promoted as okay. New York. Philadelphia and Detroit, other front runners, told New York is done deal at this point.
I still wish it was Philly.
Yeah, me too. I'd like 45 minutes better than an hour and 56.
See,
I like 45 minutes is a better number.
This should be nice. Chris Cyborg comments on Ronda Rousey's move to WWE. She's always got nice things to say.
That's the girl that beat her, right?
No, it's the one that was always talking shit on her.
Oh.
Like, all the time. I believe she will be happy in WWE. It's completely different from the reality of MMA. For example, wins and losses are decided before the shows. Thanks for stating the obvious.
Okay, he was in WCW.
As what?
He'd be a manager or something. I don't remember him being a commentator.
He was like, wasn't big.
Because I grew up watching WCW, and I only remember Tanae, Shivani, Zabisco, Heenan, Dusty. I remember Jim Ross was commentator there when it was still Jim Crockett Promotions.
Who is that one commentator from TNA, the one that always went, "You've got to be kidding me"?
Michael Cole?
No, it wasn't Michael Cole.
Wait, from back in the day?
Yeah.
Was it the old timer that everybody loves?
Jim Ross?
No, Jim Ross, no. I don't like Jim Ross.
Falling asleep, Jim Ross? Thomas?
What? No, I think he was more like NWA.
Fuck. I can't think of it. I know who you're talking about, and I can't think of his name.
Nah, it's not important.
Gordon Solie?
Nah.
Not Gordon Solie?
Nah, doesn't matter.
Is that who you were thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, everybody for the fantasy scores did pretty well, for the most part.
Yeah, Jamak won the Rumble.
Yep.
And he helped me with TakeOver.
Yep.
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 It's all about the yup movement.
Yup movement.
The yup movement. But, like, me looking at everybody's upset with the whole league. Because I'm using rankings to keep everybody point-wise. You know what I mean?
Well, when it comes down to it, I mean, I've had criticisms too, but when it comes down to it, it's your shit, so.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot easier last year to have people ranked. Because, dude.
I don't understand the whole, like, we can't have ties. But we talked about that the last episode. It's like kissing your sister.
Because I don't like ties. If somebody keeps on tying with somebody.
But how often would that even happen?
It will happen. One time it's going to happen.
Well, that's why you got to have all those little bonus points. Like, you know.
That's why I keep trying to do it.
But
we have three people who got perfect score.
But if you. Yeah, so it should be tied.
No.
So somebody else won just because.
Just because he has a higher rank from last year. Just a little bit. That happens. Dude, if I was on there and there was everybody else higher than me and they won, that doesn't bother me. At least I hit the perfect score.
You don't like the word tie.
I don't like the word tie.
Just like you don't like the word fees.
It's like what was it?
You don't like the word fees or what was it, rules, or there was something else. It was
Shinsuke Nakamura.
You don't like Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura.
No, I hate ties.
Makes you think of ties.
I hate ties. There should be a winner.
Did you like really hate it when Justin Roberts got choked out by Daniel Bryan?
No.
With the tie.
No, because it's a different tie. I hate ties, but.
Now I want to see you in a tie. You'd be like, I hate this shit.
I hate this necktie. But no, I literally do not like ties.
I don't get it.
Nah.
Did you have, like, some memory back in the day where you're like, son of a bitch, I should have won?
Because my whole thing is not everybody in the goddamn world should win. If you're tied with somebody, somebody's going to be higher than you. That's what I think. My mindset, if you, me, and
that's
Jamak,
when you have a tiebreaker.
There's no tiebreaker. There'll be a tiebreaker if there's a tie at the end of the year.
But there's not going to be a tie because the one person will automatically...
Yeah, that's why I
just put because of shit from the year before.
Because I brought in a new thing. They're going to have a winner for a pay-per-view. It's the new thing. It's a tryout for a whole year. That's why I get in the winner part.
Well, here's something else. Here's something else to talk about. And we've gone over this in a much... in a very extended thread that should have just been done in private was the whole thing about having...
money.
Donations. You know, see, we can't call it fees. We can call it donations, but that's what I was telling. But what I was telling you before, sorry, what I was telling you before though was I said, because you were like, oh, people are, we gotta do it this way because of like, people get pissed off at a free league.
Yeah.
You throw any money in there, that's why I said you can't have it where somebody can win without putting anything in compared to somebody that could put
why,
like.
That's why I said donation. Because then, if
but
you want to donate,
but
if you want to donate
point,
to the league,
but then you just then you put it completely separate and say, here's a donation just for the page, you know, it would just make it a lot easier instead of going here. Just give me a dollar. A dollar for what? Doesn't really matter.
But like, there's people that I know can't afford it.
They can't afford.
I'm not gonna name people's names. I know they can't afford it because they got families that have to take care of them.
They got families. They got wrestling pay-per-views they gotta get tickets for.
Yeah, dude, I know one of them that can't do that. And then you gotta know one that can't afford anything because he loses the job all the time.
But that's why you have... Well, see, you just pointed out who it was.
No, I didn't.
But...
No, I didn't. I didn't say who it was. You might know who it is, but I didn't point him out.
Breaking the law. But that's why you have a casual league, which is something that was talked about many months ago.
This is my casual league. If I do an all league, I will make it a league to pay, and I will have somebody else run it because I don't
want
to.
But it would be identical.
No, it would be different.
Everything would be identical.
It would be different. It would be elimination.
Elimination?
Elimination.
But if you're doing it only every 3 to 4 months, see, we could have a whole episode based on, like, are different
dude,
opinions on it.
Wouldn't you love have an elimination league?
No, that will cause a lot of rage.
Dude, you put in like $20, and then from the end of the year, it's like a season part.
But the people that have money is not going to want to put in $20 like all at
once. I'm just putting about money. Okay, you put the money in. Okay, and then you get halfway in there. It's a playoffs, and then everybody gets eliminated, and the last one wins. It's all about points. There's no ties.
Even those ties.
No, that's why I do this league.
Fucking ties. Because
I don't want to take money off anybody that needs it for family.
No, we're just going to ask for donations.
Donations
from broke people. Makes a lot of sense.
No, not like that.
GoFundMe,
yeah.
If you could donate to Perry Saturn, you could donate to us.
Correct. Donate to us.
Perry Saturn and his lazy eyes.
God, he looked horrible.
Yeah.
Where is Perry Saturn been?
He's at his apartment. Like.
Oh, I got something. You should call Marty.
It ain't gonna work. I'll try, but.
Call Sheik.
Oh, call Sheik.
None of them messaged back. I wonder if any of them blocked me.
Yeah, we discovered that Sheik, Marty Jannetty, Matt Hardy, James Ellsworth, Shane Helms, and many other wrestlers have a Facebook with their phone number on it.
Hold on a second.
So we've been trying to call them and see if anyone will pick up.
I'm going to just try once. There was one time when I called where it was ringing through, and another time where he was actually on another call, so I'm like, so you're getting these. Pick up the damn phone. Just answer, Marty. I just want him to randomly answer and be like, who the fuck is this?
That's why I want you to call Sheik so he could get crazy and we'd be like,
is this Hulk Hogan?
He'd be like, fuck you, jabroni. I make you humble.
Fan club
this is the barbershop. You have a call.
I break your back raising balls.
I just want to call and go, this is the barbershop. You have a haircut.
Yeah. You have a care basket from Shawn Michaels.
Dude, we're trying to book you for Icons. How much is it?
Just give him some cocaine. His daughter and some cocaine, he'll be good to go.
Good to go.
All right, you know what? We gotta do the Keener report.
Oh, Keener report. You never heard of Keener?
Please hold your laughter.
Oh, and before you do the Keener report, what's the number for the full report?
Oh, you want the full report? Oh, God damn.
We're not doing a full report. This is just like.
We just need to bring out his number every time. We should just write this number down. You want to write this number down?
No.
So, if you want to call us to leave reports, whatever, please call this number 1-484-844-9823.
What's the number one more time?
Oh, one more time. You want to hear it again? It's 484-844-9823.
If it doesn't go to a recording, it might go to a guy named George.
Yeah, just call George.
Okay. Okay. So let's see what he's got on the report for this week.
Okay, let's go to Keener. Keener report! Oh, wait. It would help if I turn on my stuff.
No.
Because you're like... You got music on there.
Specific music.
As this echoed at the end of the Royal Rumble last Sunday night in Philadelphia, we found out that the newest signee to the WWE is none other than Ronda Rousey. In other news, Asuka won the Women's Royal Rumble, and Shinsuke Nakamura, even though certain people don't like the fact that Shinsuke Nakamura won the Rumble, TV.
He's hitting me. This is messed up.
Bobby Roode took on Mojo Rawley, beat him. Brock Lesnar retained the title.
This is really descriptive stuff, man.
Five-star match. And that's it. Okay, next one.
Also, the second inductee in the 2018 Hall of Fame has been announced. It is the most decorated tag team in wrestling history.
The Dudley Boys?
It is none other than the Dudley Boys.
See, I knew that!
I love all the anticipation. The Dudley Boys. So that's, that's the preview. That. We're not going to give the number if you didn't get the second time or whatever. Okay, so...
I was like... Yeah.
Hey, Chad, do you want to plug your site or plug your Facebook page?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. Yeah, you can...
Oh, you want to plug something.
Yes, I want to plug something.
Would you plug us?
Well, we're kind of...
Oh, it doesn't work that way.
This sounds very inappropriate right now.
It really does.
Okay, so your Facebook page.
You can follow me on... The Iceman on the Wrestling Outsiders. We have the best original content, memes, and coverage on Facebook. And you can follow our meme page, The Meme Elite. And you can go to our main page, and you can find the address for our Twitter and Instagram also.
Oh.
And we recently opened a Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat. Oh, we have a Snapchat.
Well, we'll use it eventually.
We do have a Snapchat.
So let's run down the list. Okay, so we have the Facebook page, the... Instagram Pro Wrestling Discussions. We have our
Zillow
that we might have used a couple. This guy, every once in a while, he will open up his that walkie-talkie app account.
Ever since I got rid of it, I forgot.
Oh, you're one of those.
But he had this one channel on there that had like somebody who was supposed to be like a wrestling trainer. He's like, hey, can I get some? Like, well, you were always fucking with that.
I was
guy.
Fucking with him. I need to download this again.
So we got
I lost it.
We got the Facebook page, we got the SoundCloud page, which you would know about if you're listening to this right now. Our YouTube page that has a couple of videos up. We're much under construction, 50 plus episodes in. Our Twitter account. What else you got? You got anything? You got your Twitter account that you haven't talked about that in a while. You Twitter? Still even on it?
Yeah, I'm on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, DB Richards.
Have you been blocked by anybody yet?
No, because I'm always friendly to all my people.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, whatever. On Twitter, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, gosh.
I'm trying to think. Titus O'Neil blocked me because I said something mean about Akira.
And Vince Russo.
And Vince Russo. Oh, Vince Russo blocked me. That was kind of justified. I'm so. About Vince Russo. I mean, I don't. He said something. It was the one post that he said where he was talking about
Twitter follow on a poll match. Make it happen.
I forgot. Yeah, Judy Bagwell on a pole match. Everything on a pole. The guy talking about everything
that was
being
an actual thing.
Yeah, Viagra on a pole match.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that guy has no right to talk.
And
about
it sounds just as bad as you think it would.
Wasn't it the Young Bucks that said something about that? It's like, oh, the guy that came out with the Viagra on the pole match wants to talk about in ring psychology. Yeah. So. We got Elimination Chamber coming up. It's going to be the Raw pay-per-view, which means that Roman's going to win.
Yep.
Whatever. So, do you think that they're going to set up a Fatal 4-Way? It's going to be Roman versus Brock.
A Fatal 4-Way?
It's going to be Roman versus Brock.
Some people have said that they want to make it a multi-person match, and like I was saying, no, it really... They need to get Roman versus Brock out of the way so Vince can get that shit out of his system.
Yeah. See, the thing about, it just has to be a WrestleMania.
See, I couldn't understand why everybody was mad that Brock won at Royal Rumble. Like, what did you think was going to happen? You really thought somebody else was going to win that match? Anybody who's, like, smart and pays attention knows that Brock was going to win that match regardless.
And that Kane was in there
From Vince McMahon's side of the whole thing, I understand. Because even if you don't like Brock Lesnar, when they announce that he's going to be wrestling somebody at a pay-per-view, he sells tickets. The guy sells tickets.
Oh,
it's, there's buzz. People can't wait. There's, oh my God, it's this person against Brock Lesnar, or it's whatever. He sells tickets.
Or,
I get it.
Or yeah, and then we can
he's
also
a draw.
See
he sells tickets. I mean,
I draw too.
Then we could also see Braun knee Brock in the head, and Brock saying, "Now I'm gonna punch you in your forehead."
That was a nice little shoot right there. Oof.
A lot of people were talking about that, but it was like, no, they got it out. They got it out of the way. So, you know, I mean,
like, what did that two piece
see,
hit?
I think if you take Roman's push and then take Braun's push and put them next to each other. Braun, they completely separated him from the Wyatt family. Changed his music, changed his haircut, everything, to make him a completely different person. Roman, he's still wearing the same gear, still has the same music. Like, Dean, they made him separate, you know, Lunatic Fringe,
whatever. Well,
that was
the biggest issue with Roman.
Architect Seth Rollins, you know, they made standalone characters for each guy. But Roman, they left him the way he was. Same gear, same music. I think if they had, like, tweaked his gimmick a little bit, it might have worked a lot better. And course, you know, if he hadn't eliminated Daniel Bryan in that Rumble, I think that's what really caused the WWE Universe to turn on him.
The thing that I hate about Roman the most is the fact that him spamming the Superman punch.
Yeah, that's kind of a... I don't mind the Superman punch.
I wish...
Stop spamming it. Stop going like this.
I
really hate that.
I wish they... It's cool. I wish they would bring it back to when, like, when he hit the move, it was like death. Now it's like, I gotta hit the person like 25 times.
Whoa, Superman punch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In case you're wondering, that was the Fashion Police.
I wish he just did the drive-by drop kick a little more. I like that move. That move's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The what? The
little drive-by
drop kick does on the outside. Yeah, it's a good... His moveset, there's nothing wrong with his moveset.
I love it when people counter that move. Like when Braun will just like steamroll him.
Yeah.
It's that Superman punch where he goes like this. I hate it. Like, I don't mind the Superman punch.
But then
when you do it like seven times during the match, and then when he does the cocking it.
But
at least he does the five knuckle shuffle like once or twice, and that's it.
But here's the thing, without the whole Superman, like the cocking or whatever, we wouldn't have that one funny ass gif.
Yeah.
the one of like Vince like losing his mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's still just a dumb move to me personally. Like, I'm fine with just like a punch, but like, the whole setup for it is just ridiculous. Like,
I'll take that over his corner clotheslines.
True.
Yeah, those clotheslines are pretty hard to watch.
So, one, two, Three.
It's like his version. Just standing up on the guy's chest and just.
Yeah. It's like his version of Sasha Banks' corner stomps.
Yeah, I'd rather him do the Sheamus Nice to Braun move. That's what they call him in 2K team.
No.
But you know when he like has them behind the ropes and he's just like, ugh, two.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather him just do
that. I forgot what they're calling already.
I didn't even know I had a name like that either myself. I just call it the forearm move.
The forearm move.
Forearm move. That's the best name ever.
I want to hear them call that on the air. My God, Sheamus, what the forearm move?
Doesn't matter what you call it. Call it, don't call it a pedigree.
Pedigree.
It's true.
It's like, Cole, what are you talking about? He just punched him. Pedigree.
And Cole used to be so much better of an announcer. What happened?
He learned from
But then again, before, you know, he didn't have McMahon in his ear telling him everything to say. They were allowed to wing it a little more then.
You can tell when.
But now they can't anymore.
You can tell when Vince is talking in their ears compared to when he's not. There is a difference. Can we stop having Cole call Roman the big dog? The big dog drinking contest.
It's the big dog.
It's his yard.
It's my yard. We go. Hold up, I'm getting on there. There we go. Context, where's the guy at?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna look for that goddamn channel that I have. We're at Wrestling Workers. Hey, anybody out there?
I think they're sleeping.
Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Say something again.
Looking for somebody to work up in Philly. Anybody in there?
Yeah, they're inside. They're behind the Facebook app. Yeah, I see them. I think my goal at the next show I go to is I'm really trying to get some interviews with some wrestlers for our page. It's just, I don't really know how to go about it.
Yeah, we had the same issue with Meanie.
Yeah, that's the only one. Huh? I can talk to anybody.
But for some reason, we can't talk to Meanie. The most approachable guy at any of the HOH shows.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody to take on Meanie.
Won't do an interview?
No, he will.
It's just every single time we go up to him, it's like, okay, the last time I was going to ask him, be like, can you just do a plug for, like, you know, just a shout out? And, like, right when I was walking up to him, all of a sudden, like, Al Snow and like somebody else walked up to him. I'm like, I don't want to just stand here waiting with my phone, just be like, you know. So I'm like, I'll get to this later.
Well, we did one with Matt Riddle. One of our admins lives in Missouri.
Yeah.
And she went to a show. Oh,
Joe's still on there.
And she went to a show and she talked to Matt Riddle and he actually let her take a video of him saying, "I'm Matt Riddle," and follow the Wrestling Outsiders on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then he did the little symbol with the.
Are you guys the Bull Club?
That's pretty awesome. Okay, well, while he's doing that, we gotta cut this. So.
Hey, does anybody know what the Bull Club stands for?
Does anybody else put crack in their cereal?
So, let's say goodbye now, right?
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Oh, gosh. This is DB Richards.
This is Fran.
This is JCL.
And our guest.
This is the Iceman from the Wrestling Outsiders.
See you next week.
Night, everybody.